Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT. I'm Sue Wagner. Today we're going to talk with Carlos Gonzalez. He is the executive director of Keep Alachua County Beautiful. And if it's spring and if Earth Day is approaching, then no doubt the Great American Cleanup is on the horizon. And it's going to be on April 25th from 8 to noon. The actual cleanup part is from 8 to 11. And there's a lot of great things happening at Westside Park, also known as Massey Park. It's kind of at the intersection of 8th Avenue and 34th Street. So, Carlos, welcome back. You've been here before, and you've been in this position almost about 2 years now. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. Thank you, Sue, again, for having us and having myself come back and share a bit more about this special annual event we have.
And it's amazing. You've kind of turned around the organization, and it's doing really well. And now you're getting an incredible amount of requests for people to come and help clean up, and even businesses getting involved.
Exactly. Yeah. So far this year, we've already done over 109 cleanups, everything from families, clubs, from colleges, businesses, other like-minded organizations. So it's wonderful.
That's really neat. Well, tell us a little bit more about the Great American Cleanup and how people can actually get involved in the process.
Yeah. So this year's Great American Cleanup for the city of Gainesville will be held on Saturday, April 25th, as you mentioned, from 8 to noon. With the cleanup taking place from 8 to 11, and then food provided for those volunteers from 11 to 12. What's pretty neat about this year is we're also providing a tire roundup for residents. That'll also be taking place at Massey Park. And so that's for residents, again, not for businesses to utilize. And so people can come and rid of tires that they may have had hanging around on their property for some time. We're limiting up to a few per household. And so that, again, will run until 11 or until our bins are full. So we recommend people, if they really want to get rid of those tires, to show up on time for that. And then right at 8 is when people will arrive, register, get their materials, get some light fare for them to get their energy going. That way, as they're getting their assigned site, they'll then drive off to then go pick up an area of the city and then bring everything back by 11. So usually there's a line at the beginning, but we go through the line quickly as we're doing the registration process, handing out the cleanup materials, which we provide, and then an assigned location for them to go to. This event is held in partnership with the city of Gainesville, specifically with the Public Works team. And then Alachua County and their solid waste team. We'll have some folks out from those agencies that morning, and GFL being the major hauler that is helping us out that day. Supporters this year are Keep Florida Beautiful, Keep America Beautiful, Domino's Pizza, O-Town Compost, ASAP Screen Printing, and World Centric. So we wouldn't be able to complete this event without all of these people being involved, which is amazing. Yeah.
And you talk about supplies, and people often wonder, well, what is provided? Do I have to bring garbage bags? Do I have to bring gloves?
Great question. So we provide everything. We have grabbers. That way it's a safe way to pick up refuse, trash bags, safety vests, which is by law mandatory to wear when you're working out on the right-of-ways. They come in two fashionably nice colors. You have that bright yellow and bright orange.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. And then some PPE in case people want to use that as well.
What is that?
So like some gloves in case they want to wear that while they're out and about, if they want to use their hands. We really have some gung-ho people who just are like, I don't want to grab it. I just want to get it with my hands, my bare. I'm like, okay, all right. So that's just fine.
Sign a waiver.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Yeah, exactly. Here you go. Do this first. We provide everything. We just ask you to show up just wearing appropriate clothing that you're willing to get dirty in, like long pants, closed-toe shoes. That way you don't get injured. You can bring your own reusable water bottle, too. But again, we'll have things there for people to eat and drink as they head out and when they come back. So it'll be nice.
And I know a lot of times you have individuals that participate in this, but it's open to any school group, any business as well. And sometimes you have a very large business crowd that comes in.
Exactly, yeah. So sometimes businesses utilize this special event to send their teams to. And so, like you're mentioning, local businesses that might be from outside the area. It can be individuals, it can be families. We usually get groups from UF and Santa Fe. So it's a great time, and we get a lot of people to come and help on this one given day for just a few hours. Last year alone, we had over 200 volunteers and picked up a few thousand pounds of litter, which is incredible. So we're expecting more people this time around and more trash. So we'll see what we get.
There's always more trash. And you talk about organizations and businesses and individuals that can come there and get a site and get their supplies, but you can register in advance.
That's true. Yeah, I'm glad you brought up that point. So people can register online beginning now. They can go to our website, kacb.org, and then there's a specific link for registration, and you would just click for the Great American Cleanup, and then we'll take that into our database for our planning purposes. And then what can happen is if people wish to get an assigned location in advance, rather than going to the park the morning of and having to wait in line and get that stuff for the cleanup, they can come to our offices the week before. And so there can be some coordination done between staff and those groups that want to do that. And we just tell people just to let us know well in advance. That way we can be prepared. So there are those two options where you can show up the day of and complete registration in that fashion. But it's better for us if you register in advance. That way we know who's going to come and what for us to expect. And then there's that added extra step, too. If people wanted to come by our offices early to get the materials and the assigned location, that way it makes things easier logistically for their team. That can also be done, too. So we want to make it as easy as possible for people who are helping us out. And we wouldn't be able to do this work for those volunteers. So we're grateful for people who just want to come and help.
And you're talking about the office. Where exactly is that located?
So that's in, it's northwest, or it's like downtown Gainesville. It's 1001 Northwest 5th Avenue, Suite C. So it's Northwest 10th Street and 5th Avenue in the historic 5th Avenue neighborhood there. And so it's a nice location, centrally located. That way people can easily find us.
It's kind of next to a bakery as well, isn't
it? Yeah, it's next to a new bakery called Bushel and Peck. And so it's nice to have them as neighbors. So it's really neat. And it's nice to have those wonderful smells around the office. Yeah.
That's great. And it's important to let everyone know that there's no charge to participate.
That's right. Yeah, no charge, no fee. And so we just ask people to come just ready to pick up as much as they can. So, yeah.
And if they want to find out more information about the Great American Cleanup and to register, what is the best website?
So it's going to be our website, kacb.org. But then also we've been utilizing social media more. And so people can follow us on Instagram or on Facebook, just using our business's name again, Keep Alachua County Beautiful. And we keep those more updated, and that's the best way to see what we've been up to and information on events that are coming up.
Yeah, so this is kind of a one-time thing. Once a year you do the Great American Cleanup, but it's part of a larger picture. There's many, many cleanups throughout the year, and there's many Great American Cleanups in other communities, too.
Exactly. So this is the one specifically for the city of Gainesville, and then other municipalities are also holding similar cleanups that are also named the Great American Cleanup or have a similar moniker all throughout the county. And so KACB is also supporting those. There's going to be one in Newberry, I believe, on the 4th, and then out in Alachua, and then Micanopy. I think Hawthorne just did theirs. So everybody's jumping on the wagon right now to conduct these cleanups in their communities. So definitely keep an eye out for those if you're living outside of Gainesville to see if you can help out with those too. But you're also welcome to come and help us here if you feel so inclined. So yeah.
That's great. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and talk more about the other programs that Keep Alachua County Beautiful has throughout the year. So thanks, Carlos. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Carlos Gonzalez. He is the executive director of Keep Alachua County Beautiful. He's done some great work in this community, encouraging people to pick up litter, to recycle, and to learn how important it is to take care of the environment. And one of the big events coming up is, of course, the Great American Cleanup on April 25th. It's a Saturday, end of April, and it's just after Earth Day. It's from 8 to noon. 8 to 11 is the cleanup. And then for those that clean up, there's going to be like a pizza party from 11 to 12. This is at Westside Park, also known as Massey Park, on kind of the intersection of 8th Avenue and 34th Street here in Gainesville. But it's one of many that's going to be held at various municipalities throughout the county. But that's not all that Keep Alachua County Beautiful does. There's so many other programs. Whether you're young or old, you can learn how to take care of the environment. And what are some of those programs, Carlos?
Yeah, so one of which is our education and outreach programming, where it runs a whole gamut where people can reach out to us. That way we can either go to their business, to their club, to their school, and help educate them about proper waste management, recycling techniques nowadays, how to properly compost, and just generally just leading more sustainable lifestyles. And so we, again, go to schools to do that. Teachers can reach out directly to that, to
even
us for that.
Even little kids, too, right?
Even little
tots.
Start
them early.
Yeah, starting them early. We did baby gators a while back, and that was a lot of fun, doing little puppet shows and bringing in trash and recycling and helping them learn where things go. And even the parents were entranced by that, too. So it was pretty neat. But then, yeah, going up to the older generations and just sharing more up-to-date data and information, for instance, like black plastic that you get from to-go places, like that stuff is made out of typically e-waste and things that are not good for you. It's like a combination of all this bad stuff that you're now eating from. So,
really?
So it's like stuff like that. A lot of people don't know. So we're just trying to keep people updated and informed. That way they can limit their impact on the environment. And as to what we send to the landfill, diverting is important, especially now that studies are out showing that landfills, built landfills in the state of Florida, can be filled up in the next 2 to 14 years. So quite incredible stuff to share with the community. That way they can be well informed and then hopefully help them make the right decisions.
Are there any other plastics that we should be aware of?
Well, just plastics in general. Yeah. yeah. If we can avoid plastics in general, that would be amazing. Yeah.
One of the other programs you have every year is the litter index that kind of judges the amount of litter that's collected throughout the community and resources that are needed.
Exactly. So each year, staff from our agency and also from Alachua County, and then also volunteers that are interested, go out for a day or two, depending on how long it takes to drive around the entire county, to do a community appearance survey to take a look and see where there is litter and where that needs to be addressed. That way we know exactly where to go, and we account for that each year and then see the trends and then have that data. That way it can also help inform waste management decisions for not only our agency, but potentially for the county and the city, and the cities that are all throughout the county. So it's a great thing to do to keep an eye and to keep track of how things are going out in the community. Yeah.
And you often have people that contact you about serious litter problems, and that's something that anyone can give you the info for.
Yep, and so we actually just had a gentleman call in the other day about just some littering along the Santa Fe River. So we're going to go out there and help out with picking up some trash over there. About a month and a half ago, a woman called about some illegally dumped tires, and we helped with that effort as well. So we highly recommend people to be our eyes, because unfortunately we can't be everywhere. The county is close to 1,000 square miles. And so if you see something, you can just report it to us. You can send us an email. You can give us a call. And it's a great way for us to stay on top of things. So, yeah.
And another way for individuals and businesses and organizations to get involved is to adopt a road.
Exactly. Yeah. So we also have an Adopt a Road program. So that's to where people, again, being families, clubs, businesses who wish to help their area, or if they wanted to adopt a place somewhere where they may not necessarily live or have their business be located in, can adopt a mile stretch of road and then maintain that on a quarterly basis. And so there's a one-time donation to cover that, and then there's a training and cleanup for the inaugural session with a staff member, cover everything about it. And then typically we also have a ribbon cutting with the group there, which is quite special and a lot of fun, get a nice group picture. And then every few months we just ask for that road to be cleaned up by that sponsor. And so the past year, we've gotten over 7 new sponsors. We've got a few more lined up. We just had some completed out in High Springs, and we're trying to make a wider reach in the other municipalities too. So there's roads all throughout the county that need those sponsors and that help. So if you're interested in helping in another city, definitely reach out. Yeah.
And you also put up a sign that indicates what organization has adopted this part of the road.
Exactly. So at the end of the stretch, at the beginning and end, there's a sign with our name on there stating Keep Alachua County Beautiful, Adopt a Road. And then just below is the name of the organization, the name of the family. Usually the signage, it's up to that group that sponsors it as to what they want to have on there. Of course, there's going to be some restrictions, it's neat to see what people have on there. I'm sure people in town who are listening have seen those signs all throughout the city of Gainesville, and we're hoping those pop up more and more throughout the county.
And you said recently, or you told me recently, that Keep Alachua County Beautiful was honored by Keep Florida Beautiful.
That's right. Yeah. So we are members of Keep Florida Beautiful, which is the overarching not-for-profit that helps support affiliates throughout the state of Florida. So we had been a part of their organization for 30 years now. And so just about a week and a half ago or 2 weeks, we were hosting a regional meeting for affiliates here in North Central Florida. We were presented this award, which was quite amazing. Members from that team were here, and we had gotten that recognition in front of those other affiliates. We also had some members from the city, a city commissioner and staff member there. So it was nice for everyone to receive that together. So it was nice.
That's great. You've also recently received some proclamations.
We did, yes. So we got proclamations specifically, again, for the Great American Cleanup with the city of Gainesville and with Alachua County. So that was, again, another special way for us to share the information about the event and have that just be recognized by our partners and by our local elected leaders, and to share, again, why it's important to do this work. So it was wonderful to be able to do that.
So give us the details once again about April 25th.
So, again, the Great American Cleanup, April 25th, a Saturday. It's going to be from 8 to noon. The cleanup is happening from 8 to 11. With a tire roundup also taking place from 8 to 11, and then food for everybody that is participating from 11 to 12. So it's going to be a nice morning to help clean up our city.
And you can go there and you can check in, and you can register in advance, or you can go there and pick out a site. And I remember seeing the book. You have hundreds of sites people can go to.
Exactly, yeah. So depending on how many people we get signed up, that's how many sites are going to be tended to. So far, we've already got 44 people signed up, so we recommend people to jump online as soon as they can.
You had 200 last year, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah. So what is the website for people to sign up and also find out more information?
Of course, yeah. So it's going to be kacb.org. That's our website. And then if you're on social media these days, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. So that's the best way to keep up to date.
Great. Well, Carlos, thank you for coming in, and good luck with the Great American Cleanup.
Thank you for having me.
That was Carlos Gonzalez, Executive Director of Keep Alachua County Beautiful, on today's episode of Tell Me About It. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online at wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT Media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.